Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So I'm just going to say that if we had a dime for every time we heard that Vladimir Putin was going to use nuclear weapons and all that, you know, I don't know, maybe we could make a dent in the national debt, I think. But, folks, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, to be able to bandy about words like that, you know, even if it's for local consumption to make yourself look strong and so forth, it's still very concerning. So, but here's the thing. I don't know that we have a lot of solace that, you know, Joe Biden is on the job. Joe Biden is wise. He has accomplishments. He's ready to stand in the gap. I don't know. Does that make sense to you? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is officially launching at this very moment. And Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to to opine, send us a direct message. We've got a couple of great direct messages during the break. We'll take a look at them here in just a moment. But, of course, without further ado, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook joining us again here. And we're going to open up the telephone lines, by the way, at the bottom of the hour this morning here on this Friday edition. But, once again, happy Friday, Denise.
Hey, it was good morning. It was Judith Miller.
Judith Miller. Okay, yeah. Now I know. I know exactly who you're talking about. Very
and
cool.
She spent 85 days in jail for refusing to reveal her source. And this goes all the way back to the Valerie Plame affair, if anybody remembers that one. Well, her source ended up actually being Scooter Libby, but she refused to reveal the source and spent 85 days in jail. So, yeah.
We got a message from Ron, driver Ron in Colorado, thinking of maybe Denise was thinking of Laura Logan. I think she had a similar issue, correct?
That's a possibility. I may remember something like that. But this is not a new phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
There have been lots of reporters that have, over time, that have faced possibility of jail time, including James Risen at the New York Times. We had a little guy out of Joliet, Illinois, who was a newspaper reporter. So,
well, but this is, I mean, this is designed to, you know, make a cooling effect, it would seem, but really, I mean, our entire, you know, First Amendment structure and so forth, and our entire free press is based on the idea of being able to do this kind of investigative reporting.
Yeah, I mean, and so if this is always going to necessarily be some kind of a threat that's hanging over their head, is that part and parcel of the reason that there's not excellent investigative reporting anymore, you know? Do they have to just do it on their own and then go write a book?
Right. Well, exactly. But Catherine Herridge, as we said, and folks, if you're just joining us here this morning, you know, we're talking about this issue with Catherine Herridge, just a top-notch investigative journalist and just a tip-top professional in the field. And I don't know. I mean, I'd just be on her side. I just can't even imagine. You know, she does such a great job.
Well, we'll see how this one plays out. Mm-hmm. Remember, during the Obama administration, Eric Holder had to make some apologies because they were spying on journalists. Remember that one? Especially the Associated Press? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. Well, you know what, Denise, of course, we've got some other things going on as well. We've got the short-term deal to avoid the partial government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Does that last, what, like a week or something? Am I correct on that?
Yes, yes.
Well, I guess it's just another week. You know, and then what? Then what's going to happen?
Well, most of the reason they're asking for another week is because they've got to pass all these appropriations. I don't know how many appropriations bill they're still doing. I think it was a half a dozen. So that's what they're still going through.
Well, what do you think about, again, this notion that the Supreme Court's going to take up the immunity question? You've got the likes of Rachel Maddow saying basically if the Supreme Court decides for Trump, it means that all presidents will never, and him in particular, he'll never leave office because he could do anything he wants
to
do.
Stupid.
Well, then she said, even if he gets voted out in 2028, and correct me if I'm wrong, Trump can't run in 2028.
Well, let's talk about this immunity thing because, interestingly enough, members of Congress are immune from FOIA requests.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? If you wanted to go to do a FOIA request on Adam Schiff and all his communications for what he was pushing through for Russiagate, they're immune. They don't have to do that.
Yeah, and he was a big proponent of everything around us.
Well, let's just put things in perspective, okay? Then... So members of Congress can have immunity, but a president can't? Let's go a step further, shall we? Suppose Lake and Riley's family wants to sue Mayorkas and the Biden administration over open border policy. And what happened to what happened to her? And all the other Angel families, okay? Do they have a sovereign immunity for being, complicit in a conspiracy for accessories to murder? Do they have that immunity?
Yeah, exactly.
Or mayors or governors? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this is far-reaching, but, of course, they believe that Trump incited an insurrection and gave aid and comfort to the enemy, basically. So that's the basis where they're even coming from on this. You know, it's not about official acts as president. They honestly believe that that's what he did. At least that's the narrative they want to get out there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. We'll stay right there, Denise. We're coming up in our first break here of hour number three. We're going to continue on. So come on right back because we will be here. Stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, you know, we just continue to have fun here on the Friday edition of the program. And I think just because it's Friday, I think that's a really great reason. I don't know how many people told me today that they were super happy that it was Friday. I know. For some of my colleagues, it's been a week. You know, it's been one of those weeks where stuff just keeps happening, or this fire gets put out, but that one starts up over there. It's been a week. But you know what, folks? When it comes to actual real fires, what a terrible conflagration we've seen happen down in Texas. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Driver Ron, who we got a message from yesterday, and let's go ahead and bring in Denise Simon into the mix here. Good morning again, Denise, founderscode.com.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You know, we had that happening yesterday morning. We were trying to figure out how things were going for a couple of these different towns, especially Borger there. And we heard back from Driver Ron. Said it looks like everybody, the family members that he was talking about, everybody seemed to be okay. But, of course, there were other towns that had been evacuated. And, unfortunately, as he said, a good portion of them burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But his nephew's house was spared. So again, this kind of thing, and I don't know. Have you heard anything about any possibility of this being somehow deliberate, or what have we heard? If we know,
I have not yet. I think that question was asked yesterday, and they're still trying to figure that out. So I have not.
Yeah.
Biden goes down to Brownsville yesterday, and after he stumbled around and shuffled around and so forth, he gets into some building with Border Patrol, and he makes a few remarks with two teleprompters, I might add, and that's after he was carrying around his normal cheat sheet. with questions on there that he was supposed to ask, so he looked like he was involved. But his first comments were about climate change and how climate change caused these fires in Texas.
And we don't know that. We have,
of course we don't
know
that
for sure. Yeah, yeah. But you see how it's being used as a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. When really, you know, there needs to be, you know, more compassion and more help. You know, just help. Well, what about that? As opposed to trying to explain the greatest existential threat we ever have. Well, by the way, I think they used to think it was climate change. Now it's just Donald Trump, right?
Right.
Yeah. He's going after our democracy again, evidently. But, you know, it's hard to try to get to wrap your brain around, you know, all of these things that are going on that seem to be solely directed at creating chaos, you know, in our society, in our daily lives. All these things. You said something maybe a couple of weeks ago or so here on the broadcast, Denise, where you said that, you know, people just aren't happy, you know, because...
We're a sad country.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everywhere we turn, it seems to be some other horrible crisis.
You know, and all of these policies that are coming out of the federal government and then, you know, a handful of state governments... they never necessarily consider the consequences, the wake of damage, you know, and the effects that they have. You know, we have something called in the pursuit of happiness. And we're not there. I mean, we can pursue it, but we're not gaining any traction to achieve happiness or hold on to happiness. Whatever the definition of happiness ends up being, is that a successful business? Is that keeping your family intact? Is that being able to, you know, go out into the world, you know, take a jog? Drive down the street without being mobbed or carjacked, or, you know, we're not a happy country.
Well, that's right. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems more and more like happiness can only be found in the...
What they allow us to have.
Well, exactly. What they allow us to have, and in a sort of a universal groupthink of this is what America is, or this is what, you know, we're all going to adhere to the same sort of politically correct rules. You know, we can't step out of line, because if you do, you might offend somebody, and on it goes. And I'm not talking about being mean-spirited, but everybody can't express themselves, evidently. You can only express yourself a certain way.
And what traditionally was, you know, part of our culture is, you know, in all kinds of ways is being taken away. Now we're told that there's certain words we can't even use. We can't even use people's names. I mean, we have to go to they and thems. We have to learn a whole new set of pronouns and...
Yeah, there was a news clip. There was, I think it was a state legislature member, and they got mad because somebody called them sir, and he said, I'm not a sir, and he stormed out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, only to the point, and, you know, and I don't think anything, at least it didn't appear there was some malicious intent going on, but it's just
States should go to conscription here at some point, because we seem to have a military recruiting problem. So, you know, the first people we ought to go after are all these that, you know, have such thin skin over pronouns.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the military, because the military also seems to have put a lot of emphasis in recent times on the correct machinations.
Absolutely, they have.
Yeah, so if you're thinking, well, I want to join up to be a member of the military, see the world, and, you know, as the old saying would go, and, you know, just be all you can be, you know, you might think, well, I don't want to go into just another DEI, you know, sort of state of affairs.
We're in trouble. I mean, I just don't know how else to put it. And we're in trouble on so many fronts, in the national defense, militarily, economically, educationally, our civil society is collapsing, and I don't know really. We don't have any law and order, and we have a mentality. I mean, we have really a war of the blacks against the whites.
Well, that's being stoked. Yeah, it's being.
Yeah.
And it's not being stoked by regular folks. It's being stoked by
activists
and those in power, the elites, and so forth. Because regular people, no matter the color of their skin, they don't harbor these animosities. It has to be ginned up, it seems.
Yeah, and so the biggest, existential threat we have is climate change. What are we little guys out here supposed to do about it? Oh, well, give up your gas stoves and your gas-powered lawnmowers and your leaf blowers and your cars. That's what you can do, you little people out there.
And you hit it right on the head. See, that's the mentality. It's let them eat cake kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have the elites don't ever have to do that. And
no,
just,
of course
just like,
not.
You know, the party,
including Taylor Swift and her private airplane flying all over the place. Oh, but she sold one of them. Okay, well, she still has another one.
Right.
How much airtime is she putting into that one?
Well, and again, because it's a do as I say, not as I do, and whenever we see this kind of thing happen in history, there's always a major problem that ensues from that. Egalitarianism or equality is what America is really supposed to be all about. But it's not to make sure. In other words, there's not a Politburo making sure everyone's has an equal share of rice or or gasoline or something like that. But it's the equal opportunity to actually succeed. And through hard work.
I want you to look at a particular lawsuit that's happening here. I watched it for a couple of years, and I'm still kind of watching it as recently as yesterday. And we have an Amish farmer by the name of Amos Miller in Pennsylvania. And I want everybody that's listening to go see what is happening to this guy. And what the EPA and so forth are doing to him. Not only to about his cows and his milk. That is a case right there that pretty much explains everything that is wrong with the federal government. Amos Miller.
All right, yeah, folks, definitely look it up. And stay with us, though, because we're going to come right back. Bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the telephone lines. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. We will be right back. I promise.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I came down because I heard there was so crazy voice here.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun. All right, Friday edition rolls on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. As always, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, with us for the majority of this hour. And at the bottom of the hour here, we always like to open up the telephone lines to talk with Denise Simon. If you have a question or comment for her, 949-822-7959 is the number. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Let's go right to the telephone lines because they have lit up like a Christmas tree this morning, so that's pretty cool. But let's head over. Let's talk with Mel. I talked to Mel just recently, but we're glad to hear from you again. Good morning, Mel. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great. Great.
Good. Denise, you were talking about how much trouble that we're in as far as education, the economy, them trying to take our, just take our freedoms away from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know as well as I do, and 75, 80 million Americans do that. This is all deliberate on the behalf of this criminal that's occupying our Oval Office. He may be certain segments of this society's presidents, but he sure as hell is not mine. I wouldn't piss on him if he was laying in front of me right on the floor on fire to put him out. Believe me, this guy is the puppet of George Soros Open Society.
Yes.
Which is Barack Obama is a puppet of that same, mm-hmm. and all of these other, dark societies that want to rule this world and take away our freedoms. But I'll tell you what, you know, from where I come from, upstate New York, you know, I'm a member of a club which is predominantly white Americans, but a lot of these guys I went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only black member of the club up there in Saratoga Springs, New York. There was one other gentleman who has long since died. He was an old military veteran who was a member of the same club, which is called the Eagle Club in Saratoga Springs, on Saratoga Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there, and people, when I get talking, I get preaching about what is happening to us. We don't wake up and get on the ball and try to stop this. And back the 45th president of the United States and get him back into office. Let him do what he's got to do and drain this pitiful organization. Right, on both sides of the aisle. Get the rattles, and most of all, the liberal, communist, Marxists, and Leninists on the left side of the aisle. And more or less, the Democrat Party has to be eliminated, politically forever. That organization has to be put out of business forever because they don't do anything that's in the benefit of the American people,
right,
the taxpayers of this country that are signing the check,
right,
signing the front part of that check.
Well, the beauty part, of course, and Denise, why don't you chime in on this too, obviously, you got to vote these people out. That's the ultimate solution here.
Well, you can vote them out, but then, you know, they go to a special interest and they start lobbying and, they raise money, they concoct these problems that are really not problems, but they make them into something just absolutely huge. And then the next thing you know, we're in court, and then you got these activist judges.
Yep. Legislative
from the bench. We're in a circular waste can here, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, thanks, Mel.
Yeah, we
appreciate
it.
Stay in the fight, Mel.
Take care.
Yeah, take care. Thank you, Mel. Glad to hear from you this morning. All right, let's head over real quick. We got Rick in Tampa. He's got a question or comment for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm fine. Well, you know, we're back at the same place. The thing is, when Trump won in 16... it threw their schedule off. They were supposed to be going into year 5.
Well said.
You know, and they freaked out. They freaked out because they were so sure, and they had to tolerate the 4 years of a good presidency by and large. And then, you know, when they regained, they put him in. And they deserve what they're getting. But we get it, too.
Yep.
And the only way to fight is to vote. But we need to be on battlegrounds or battle stations for the rest of this, until this is over. We can't fight dirty, but we have to fight. And what have I said so many times? There is no such thing as a polite fight. If this was in my bar, this guy would get his butt kicked like no one had ever seen anybody get their butt kicked before. And everybody would go home that night and say, damn, I'm glad that wasn't me. And...
Well, I'll tell you this, though, Rick. I'll tell you this, though, that, this is why we hear the left always talk about how they're fighting for democracy, because they're really flipping it around. You know, we're actually the ones fighting for democracy in the long run. Yeah.
Kyle, our problem isn't one of people know what's going on.
Yep.
But the thing is we play by the rules, so we're not willing to get dirty.
Yeah.
And you... This is a blood fight. This isn't a toy fight. This isn't for who sits next to the pretty girl at the lunch table. This is who leads a good life and who watches this country fall into ruin. And if we're going to save this country, we got to play by, well, the first thing we need to do is organize and get out the vote and make sure the vote gets in, early vote, mm-hmm. whatever. After we've won, we can do something about changing the voting schedules. But until we win, we have to play with what we've got.
Indeed.
But
good,
we have
good point.
To go. Every time we fight, we have to hit them to hurt them. Not to play with them, not to slow them down, not to hope they see good sense. Because we know that there's a lot of people in the Democratic Party that have good sense. But they're similarly stuck. They can't fight back because they're fighting their own. And the people are like five-year-olds that will not turn six.
Well, good point, Rick and Tampa. We appreciate it. All right. Thanks again for the call. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Rick in Tampa, everybody. All right, I think we got enough time here. Hopefully we do. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. We've got Neil calling in for Denise this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
Let me try to cut to the point. We need Republicans that are not spineless worms, such as Mitch McConnell, Mike Pence, Mitt Romney, Ken Buck. I mean, the list goes on and on. Paul Ryan, thank goodness he's gone. We need pushback, you know? Problem is the media. I've been watching today. It is disgraceful what is on MSNBC and CNN. They are out.
I can't do
their
it.
Long knives. They are going at him. It's going to get worse. I was listening to Andrew Weissman. I have nothing personally against Andrew. I have nothing personal against him. You know, I mean, he's been practicing law for decades. But I don't get it. I mean, I graduated from third grade. And this is about the presidential documents. I mean, if you set up a timeline, it's clearly evident that Trump was president when he took possession of those documents. He has absolute authority to do that. He was not a senator, congressman, or vice president. Absolute, complete authority.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one other point.
Yeah, real quick, because we're coming up to the break, but real quick.
If these indictments fall through, I think he's got some civil rights lawsuits that he can go after some of these DAs and, jurisdictions that have tried to prosecute him.
Very interesting. Right, yeah. Very cool. Well, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate it very, very much. You have yourself a great morning, sir. Take care.
Have a good evening. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, bye. You too. Take care. All right, Neil and Henderson. Yeah, Denise, real quick, we just got a couple of seconds. If you
I will just say this. So when there's a transition, when a president moves out of the White House and goes on to other things, they personally don't pack up their stuff.
Yeah.
They can designate and say that, you know, put tape on things, but they personally don't pack up the stuff. They have a staff that does it. So,
He doesn't have a U-Haul box.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you on the weekend edition. Take care.
Right. Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Folks, this segment flew by, as they all do, but we are coming right back with Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right, Friday edition continues on, folks. We are rolling by and rolling through and rolling over if we absolutely have to. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and glad to be with you, of course, here on this Friday morning edition. And without further ado, you know, we've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website where you can find out all about Chris Markowski, all about his radio show, his podcasts, and much, much more. And you can also hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer. Let's head over to the telephone lines on this wonderful Friday, March 1st morning, and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's a lot happening out there, as always. And one of the things that I saw earlier today that I wanted to make sure I asked you about was evidently in China, these Chinese banks are approving some $28 billion in loans because of the property issues that are going on there. I mean, is this something that is a matter of course, or is it a last-ditch effort, or what do you think about that?
Well, it's by directive. The Chinese government is, you know, they've got their fingers in everything. I mean, you want to do business in China, if you want to be a company in China, you got to understand that you're going to be doing what the government tells you to do, or when need be. And that's the core part of the problem in the first place, is that, you know, industrial planning, central planning, just doesn't work. I mean, eventually, you know, the proverbial chickens come home to roost. I mean, it wasn't that long ago you had all of these pundits out there praising China and you know what was going on and how you know wonderful these cities are and how great everything looked and all this nonsense. Yeah, it's all well and good on the surface, but again, if it doesn't have the true you know economy, basically people what they want buying and selling it, there's a disconnect there. You get like this island of Dr. Moreau capitalism, where eventually it falls all apart. It's like genetic engineering. It can be a mess. And that's what they have right now. So, yeah, they're ordering these banks to do this because they have to prop up the real estate sector, amongst other things. They recently ordered rules for their stock market, saying you can't sell at the open and you can't sell at the close. And a fund got in trouble for too much selling. You're messing around with the stock market, and that doesn't bring confidence to your market, to free market people. That says, gee whiz, this is command and control. That's not good.
Now, certainly that would be a far cry from the way that the American, you know, stock market, the New York Stock Exchange works in that regard, right? In other words, yeah, there are safeguards and there are rules and there are these kinds of things, but it's not the one-to-one correspondence, though, do you think?
No, there's circuit breakers and things that are put into place. There's no doubt about that we put in. And actually, you know, during the Great Recession, they banned short selling, which here in the United States, which, again, not helpful. People think it is, but it's really not. You know, short selling is, you know, could eventually be about actual price discovery. But no, we don't go to the lengths that they do. But yeah, here in this country, we tinker around with things too, and it's not to our benefit.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about minimum wage, and certainly in California, we've got this new minimum wage for fast food or fast serve restaurants went up to $20 an hour. But evidently, have you heard about this thing that evidently there's one restaurant that doesn't have to adhere to that? Evidently, they have some kind of connection to the governor. That's got to be a bad optic. You know, if everybody else has got to charge a certain amount or pay a certain amount, but one donor doesn't have to.
Yeah, I did hear about that yesterday, and again, I kind of had you scratching my head based upon the fact that if they have workers there that know that they're not getting paid at that fast food place and they can get more somewhere else automatically, why wouldn't they go there? I don't know, or maybe I don't know the details. Something doesn't smell right in that story. Something's amiss here. So you're working at, you know, was it Panera, and you're getting paid, you know, $15 an hour. You can go across the street and work at Dunkin' Donuts and make $20 an hour or whatever it may be. Why wouldn't you do that? I'm still trying to figure that story out. It doesn't make sense. Something's missing there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, in and of itself, though, wouldn't you say that the $20 an hour mandate for restaurants like McDonald's or Burger King, things like that in and of itself is a manipulation, for special interest only, and that is, you know, look what we're doing. We're getting you this extra money. I mean, that's a political maneuver.
Well, again, I've never been a fan. Minimum wage is just stupid. You know, companies are going to pay what they can afford to pay, and you can raise prices to a certain degree, then guess what? They're going to develop a technology, or they're going to hire the person, they're going to cut back hours, they're going to make the people they have work harder. I mean, there's ways around it. You're not going to run your business into the ground based upon payroll. You know, let's give you an example. It just, you know, the UPS had this massive contract that they were applauding, and everybody would come around the country like, wow, your UPS driver's making over $100,000 a year. And, oh, wow, that's great. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah? Well, look what UPS did. You know, look at the layoffs at UPS. They okay, fine, you know, but we're going to have to cut back some way, shape, manner, or form. We're not going to allow a payroll to run us into the ground. And again, it's just minimum wage is nonsense. It really is. If the free market should decide, and you got all these people out there discussing this nonsense with this living wage crap, living wage. I graduated from college and living in New York City, and you know, even my Wall Street job wasn't right out of college way back when, you know, decades ago, wasn't minimum wage for me. I had to, you know, work more than one job and work nights and work weekends to just be able to continue to live in the city. I mean, I don't understand that concept.
Well, you know, and I appreciate so much of what you're saying, Chris, because, you know, the basis for a lot of that seems to be, well, because we want to stop exploitation. But what you're just describing right there was not exploitation. That was hard work. That was a drive to want to be to better yourself and make start to climb the ladder in that sense, for lack of a better term, but to be successful. And people should be willing to put in the effort to do that. It seems to me that what some of these political actors want to do is they want to create this thing like, we're going to take care of you. And the only reason you have this, quote, living wage, which is to them really a subsistence wage almost, is because I'm in power, keep voting for me.
Well, and again, you talk about, all right, let's say, you know, XYZ company wants to, let's say, quote, unquote, exploit the workers and charge really low wages. Okay, so you get up and you leave and you go to a company or a different place that does it, that pays more. There's competition for workers based upon wages. You know, trying to attract, you know, good talent, good people. You know, I tell this to young people all the time. I say, you want to make sure that you're high, you know, you keep a job, and you also want to make sure that you're going to get raises. You make sure that your boss knows that you're treating that business like it's your business and it's your company. And if you work like that, you're going to get raises, but quick. You're not going to be working for minimum wage. They're going to recognize that you put the work in, and they're going to want to keep you.
Well, indeed. And there's got to be something to be said that, for example, it's no longer 1880 or something like that. You know, every business, you know, has in their best interest right now to have a safe work environment, you know, to be able to offer things to their employees, to retain good talent, things like that. You know, we seem to have had a period of time where safety things were an issue or this kind of thing. But these days, it seems to be a different story.
I have no problems with unions per se. I have problems with them when they're, you know, asking for things which are just patently absurd, and you know, just ridiculous. When, you know, we get to points in time where it's, you know, it's not conducive. It's almost like you're working against the company that you're working for, and you're making, you know, their ability to succeed more difficult. I have no problem with wage increases or anything like that, and safety in the workplace and all of these things. And these are things that were hard fought that unions got involved with a long time ago. But nowadays, I mean, you know, you see, you know, mandatory, you know, union contract for certain government projects, whatever it may be, and you see how much longer these projects take, and you see some of the ridiculous rules that they put in place in regards to, you know, extending in these things, and you say to yourself, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, it's not conducive.
Well, indeed. Well said. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdog on wallstreet.com. Folks, head over there. Find out more about Chris, his radio show, his podcast. And Chris, we'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we are coming right back, climbing up to the top of the hour once again. Heading towards hour four. You know what that means. Hour number three is in the books.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.